everyone needs to come to the place in their lives where they say, I can. I don't mean as a quick motivation. Yes, you can make this hoop. I mean, that's nice. I mean, have you come to that place where you just said, you know, my attitude doesn't reflect the size of my God. My attitude reflects a baby, an immature person, someone who doesn't know God. Matter of fact, my attitude sometimes just denies God. It gets so bad. He says, I can. I can what? I can make do. I can do. I can make do, guys. I don't care what you put me in, I can make do. I can do. I can cope. And I'm going to have a good attitude. And I'm going to be content. Because my God's going to get glory. And all of those words are found in those scriptures. I can. See, some of us go into situations with I can't, and perhaps we come out of them with an I can. And perhaps we don't. And that's going to change. In this one rewrite I'm doing on my book, in my chapter, one chapter I'm doing, redoing, I talk about testimony. See, our testimony isn't a testimony of righteousness. Well, how can we have a testimony of righteousness seeing it's Christ's righteousness we stand in? At best, you can have a testimony of I didn't. That's not much of a testimony, is it? Our testimony is our attitude as we count on the blessings of God, no matter what we go through. Paul's testimony when he was executed was the same testimony he had when he was put in jail. I can abase and abound here, guys. I mean, everyone prefers to abound. Everyone wants to have a flush life. But what kind of a gospel would you preach in Angola right now? Where they're killing tens of thousands of people and the rest are starving to death and have nothing. And children are sitting with bloated bellies on the street dying of starvation with bugs and things crawling all over them. What kind of a gospel are you going to preach there? The gospel of prosperity? I've learned a lot about that. But the gospel of prosperity is like a concentric ring when you throw a stone in the water. It has to start somewhere and move out and get bigger and bigger and bigger. We are only able to lead such blessed lives in America because of the momentum of hundreds of years of blessing. But we are no more prosperous here than they are in Angola, sitting outside of a hut with nothing when it comes to attitude. Because how would you preach this to people who were dying of starvation and no one cared? Or were being hacked down with machetes and cut to pieces in front of their children while their babies, who couldn't even properly walk yet, watched this horrible sight? What would you preach then? Well, you wouldn't preach wealth and blessing and a good night's rest, but you could preach, I can. What about the martyrs of the first century? What gospel do we preach to them when they had to hide in catacombs under the earth? I watched a program just the other day again of those catacombs in Rome. Miles and miles and miles, never coming up lest they die, hiding in caves and in high mountain peaks under terrible conditions to save their lives because they believed. I mean, were they all huddled down there in those caves or in those on those high mountains with bad, rotten attitudes? And what kind of a God Almighty do we serve? No, only people who are fat. Fat and lazy and presumptuous think that God owes them a hammock and a palm tree. I didn't even know such a concept existed till I came to my beloved America. But we are in a very bad place sociologically. Pride and presumption and prosperity have all but ruined our society and have definitely influenced the world.